Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meeting Ike's Ears for Children, Blog Talk Radio. My name is Marina Leros Naples, and this is the Meeting Ike Live Show, Saturday show for kids, teens, and the young at heart. It airs twice a month on Saturday mornings, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now, this show is a live 30-minute show, which means you can call in and talk to me and any guests that I have on the show. All you have to do is call the phone number, and I'll give that to you if you have a pen and paper handy. That phone number is 619-924-0837. And then just wait for me to include you in on the show. Have you ever been on the radio? Well, here's your chance. You can be right on this show. The phone number is also on the page, online here, on the upper part of the page. Do you see it there? 619-924-0837. That's the number to call. And then, like I said, you just wait for me to include you in on the show. Okay, let's get started. This show, what is it all about? The Meeting Ike Live Show on Saturdays, twice a month. What is this show all about? Well, it's about everything holistic, metaphysical, and spiritual, like healthy foods, healthy thinking, and feeling. The thinking, the healthy feeling part is very, very important, about knowing when the phone's going to ring before it does. The show is also about ghosts. Have you seen ghosts? Have you heard any ghosts? Do you know somebody who has? It's about seeing halos. They're also known as auras, that shiny, either shiny-looking energy or color around somebody's head, shoulders, arms. If it's around people, it can be, you can see it around animals, even plants, your house plants, the plants outside, the trees, and things, rocks, everything. Everything is going to have an energy pattern around it. And this show is also about angels. And we just did a show about angels called Angel Whisperings the other day. So you can go back and listen to that show too. We also do discussions on dreams on the show, about prayer, meditation, even healing energy. About later, we'll get into a little bit and talk about another show about dowsing rods. Have you ever heard of dowsing rods? Those are really interesting. They still do, and there are ones you can buy, these rods or these sticks, and they would use that to find water on land when you're out and about somewhere. Where is water located so they can make a, you know, drill it well to have water for the house? Some people listening might even have well water for their home. And people use it to find lost objects that are under the ground. Maybe somebody lost coins from many years ago, old coins or different toys and things like that. So dowsing rods are really good to be able to find certain things you tune into, and it'll pick that object right up. It's really interesting stuff. And a whole lot more. There is so much we cover on this show, and I do have a few different shows during the month. Twice a month, we have the Meeting Ike Live Show, two Saturdays. And then we have two different shows during the week. One is on Wednesday, and that is the Midweek Calming Potion. And what that does is I talk a little bit, and then I take you through a short guided meditation to help you relax from the few days that you've already had during this week. and to get you ready so you can finish the week out. And then on Sunday evenings, it's a short show also, and I do another guided meditation. And that one is designed, that one is for the school week or the work week coming up to get you focused and have you all cleared out from the previous week and ready to take on the new week. Okay, let's get the show started. We're going to start off by playing a little game. And it's a guessing game. And what we're going to do is I am going to think of a number from 1 to 10. And I want you to guess what it is. Okay? All right. I'm thinking of the number. I'm picturing the number. Now guess what it is. If you said 7, you're right. If you didn't get it correct, it's okay. We're going to do it one more time. But we're going to do a short relaxation first. So if you're ready, just go ahead and get comfortable. You can sit in a chair. You can be on the couch. You can be laying down. It really doesn't matter. Just as long as you're comfortable. And what I want you to do is go ahead and close your eyes. And take a deep breath and let it all out. Just let it out. That's good. Just like that. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a slow, even, deep breath in. You're going to hold it just for a moment. And then you're going to slowly let the breath out. And in your mind, you're telling your body to relax. Another slow, even, deep breath in. Hold that breath while your mind tells your body to relax. And then slowly let that breath out. Slowly relaxing your muscles, relaxing your body. Once more, take a slow, even, deep breath in. Hold that breath while your mind tells your body to relax. And then very slowly, let that breath out while you let your body relax. Okay, now keeping your eyes closed while in this relaxed state, I'm going to pick a different number. You might see it in your head. You might hear it. Or you might just know what it is. Okay, I am thinking of a different number now from 1 to 10. If you said 3, you're right. Good job. If you didn't get it right, it's okay. Don't worry. A little practice is all it takes. Now, for those of you who did get it right the first time or the second time or both, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? Fun. Fun and easy. It's very easy. But I wonder, how did you know? How did you know what the number was? The way you got the number? That just might be your way of connecting. If you see it, you hear it, or you just know it, or a combination of those. You could have seen it and heard it, or you just knew it and saw it, or you could hear it. And just know. So however you got that information, however you got that number, the correct number, pay attention to other things like knowing when the phone is going to ring before it does, and who's on it, who's calling. And then also things like knowing what time it is without having to look at the clock. Oh, wait, you didn't know you can do that? Well, you can. You're capable. You are able to do that. We all can. And with a little practice, we can even make ourselves wake up at certain times without an alarm clock. And we can. We really can. I do it all the time. I've been doing it for many, many years. Now, that doesn't mean I don't set my alarm clock as a backup plan because, you know, not everything, you know, works all the time. Sometimes we're just too tired or we've got a lot on our mind and different things, we're not feeling well. So it's always good to have that backup plan. Make sure you do set your alarm clock. Would you like to learn how to do even more things like this? And also things that are, well, you know, depending on your age, too. Learning how to do relaxation and meditation, energy healing, everything from what's called laying on of hands healing, but you don't touch the person. You keep your hands right above the person, a few inches away from them. There's also Reiki. That's another one. So, and there are other methods of healing. Qigong is another type of healing method. You can learn about those and how to use those correctly. About color therapy. Do you know what color therapy is? Color therapy, all colors have a feeling about them, an energy pattern about them. They vibrate at a certain frequency, and they each are good for healing in different ways. So we'll learn about that, and the color therapy, the colors range either from the rainbow or the chakra colors. For those of you who are familiar with chakras, which are the energy points of the body. Also going to learn about sacred life. You'll learn some about astrology, some basics about astrology, the different zodiac signs and some of their personalities, what planets go with which zodiac sign. Like Leo, theirs is the sun. We're going to learn about organic gardening. So I don't know if you like to plant flowers or tomatoes, green peppers, zucchini, beans, cucumbers, lettuce, spinach. What's your favorite vegetable or vegetables? So you can learn how to do that and care for them and be able to use organic ways of growing the vegetables and fruits instead of using chemical fertilizers and chemical pesticides. You can use natural things to keep the garden healthy and to grow really delicious food for you and your family too. We're going to learn how to do what is called remote viewing. And that is if you are in one place and in your mind you travel to another place, say to someone's home you've never been at before, and then you, in your mind, you walk through the house and you can see where the rooms are, where the furniture is, what colors are in each one of the rooms, if the pet is sleeping, and if they have a fish tank, where the fish tank is. So we can teach you how to do that also. White light protection is a big, big thing. It's one of the basics of learning how to use energy to protect ourselves and to use it for cleansing and for healing. And all of this we do using arts and crafts, a lot of play. We do different things like I just took you through that relaxation and the breathing. and the numbers. So there's a lot more of that too, numbers and different symbols and colors and everything. So we do that. You get to make arts and crafts. You get to take things home with you. And there's just so much fun planned for all of these. And these are part of the Meeting Ike series for children, play shops, and day camps. These are held in Western New York, over in Williamsville, at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Amherst on Main Street. And these all begin, start in May, in mid-May. Now, if you or whoever's listening to this, your child, grandchild, ages 5 to 7, they would be a starseed. And their play shops, your play shops, begin in mid-May, and those are held on Saturdays, Saturday mornings. Now, if you are ages 8 to 10, you're a star child, and those play shops start in mid-May also on Saturdays, the same day as the star seed ones, but just right after theirs. Now, if you are 11 to 13 years of age, you are a star light. And your day camps are held on Thursdays in July, and those are 6 hours long. And there are two dates for those, so that's a total of 12 hours for the day camps. And then for the last one, the 14 to 17-year-olds, you're a star guide. A star guide, and that's very important. Well, you learn a lot of very important good things to be able to guide others, and things that you can use in your everyday life that will be as an example for others too. And yours are also held on Thursdays, and those are in August. And there are 2 days for those, and you have to take both of the days. It's a total of 18 hours, and you learn a lot of good stuff. And for the two older, the Starlight and the Star Guide, we do some of the day camp is inside, and then we go outside the back area that is got a wooden circle, and then there's a shelter, and there's a nature trail, so we'll be using all of that too with the different things that we're doing. So it's going to be really nice to be out there and to do that, to be out in nature and learning all of this stuff. Now, how you go about finding out more information on this is that you can go ahead and send me an email. And the address for the email is meeting.ike.series@earthlink.net. And that, so that's meeting.ike.series@earthlink.net. Information can also be found on my webpage, and that's meeting-ike-series.weebly.com. Again, that webpage is meeting-ike-series.weebly.com. And that hyphen is that slash, the one that's in the middle, not the lower, not the underscore. So that's meeting, not slash, but a little line. Ike-series@weebly.com. You can also follow us along on Facebook, Meeting Ike Series for Children. Now what I'll do is I'll go ahead and put the links and the address and the comments on this page, so that you can grab them from there as well. For all of the play shops, all four of them, scholarship is available for each one of those. If you drop me an email requesting information on the scholarship for your age group or your child's age group or age groups, I'll be happy to send you that application. I will also send you an application for the play shops and day camps as well. And you can pay for those by check or by PayPal. And I'll give all that information in the email for that also. Now, let me go over a little descriptions. Now, we're, you know, learning about meeting Ike here. This is a live show, and once again, if you'd like to, you can call in. This is the very first one. This is all new on Blog Talk Radio. Not, I haven't seen any radio shows for children anywhere, whether on the radio or online radio. So this is brand new. And so if you'd like to call in, you can call in on these Saturday shows. And the phone number again for that is 619-924-0837. How many of you out there know how to meditate? Do you have dreams that seem really, really real? I mean, they just don't seem like dreams. Or do you have dreams that are really busy? Do you have dreams every night that you remember? Because everyone dreams. Have you ever watched your dog? Even your cat. When your pets, they dream too. Our dog does. He'll be laying there and all of a sudden he'll make these little whimpering sounds and you can tell in his dream that he's actually barking. And his little feet start moving. And so the cat's the same thing, that they'll cry out once in a while so you know that they, and just the way that they're doing things, whether they're seeing a bird in a tree fly or flying by or something like that. So we all dream, and we have lots of dreams. We don't remember all of them. Some people find it difficult to remember their dreams. Some people dream in color and very detailed dreams, and other people don't dream in color. They remember little bits and pieces of their dreams. Some people keep a notepad and pen or pencil next to their bed so they wake up, they can write their dreams down before they forget them. And whether it's, you know, in the morning or in the middle of the night, and then they go back to sleep if it's in the middle of the night. So dreams can mean a lot of things for us. They can mean things that are going on in our life right now, actual real things that are going on. They can be about our fears, things that we're afraid of either happening or things that have happened. It's a way to work that out. Dreams can also be what's called precognitive, things that haven't happened yet, and you dream about them ahead of time, like somebody coming to visit you, or you're going to go somewhere, or your things that will happen in school that next week, new job you might get, things like that, different things. And dreams can also be hard to figure out what they mean because they're what's called symbolic. And they, each thing that is in there means something else. Instead of you just being dreaming that you're afraid of something, you could be dreaming that you're being attacked by dogs. I mean, I've had that dream a few times over the years, and that means that, you know, something that's going on, I feel very tired in there. I've got a lot of things to do, and I just feel like a lot of things are coming at me at once, and I just need time to slow down. So that could be like that. There are a lot of different ways to interpret dreams. So don't be too concerned if you dream something and it makes you afraid because, you know, does it really mean that one answer, that one way? There are many other ways that dream, what that can mean for you. So, you know, it takes a little bit of looking into the symbolism part of it, what those objects or people or things or situations can mean for your emotional part of you, your spiritual part of you. You know, your wishes and dreams and hopes and desires and your fears, it all plays together in part for that. Now, have you ever done a thing such as you get a birthday gift or a holiday gift, whether it's a Christmas or Hanukkah or any other holiday, Easter or anything at all type of gift, and it's sitting there and you're looking at it and you just know what's in it. You can see it in your head. You just know all of a sudden, you know, that you can feel or see yourself wearing this blue sweater or you're playing with a certain toy and the doll that you wanted, the truck that you've been wanting to get, you know, the different game, video game, you can see yourself playing it or you saw the cover of the game. You know, did you ever do that? I've done it, and it's some, you know, sometimes not even trying at times, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, and then, you know, once you open it up, you're surprised because it really is what you saw in your head or you heard or you felt or you just knew. So those are all things that are very, your intuition, your psychic part of yourself. You're tuned into that part of you. And a lot of what these day camps and play shops teach you how to harness that so you can use it, you know, when you want, and using it every day throughout your life to make your life easier, and you can do things much more easily. And, you know, teaching you how to use not only your imagination, but to how to use the elements all around you, the natural elements for you to have fun with and also learn from. Now, meeting Ike. Some people don't know what that is. A lot of people don't know what that is. They're learning, though. Ike is your inner knowledge elf, and that's one of the things you will learn is how to connect with your inner knowledge elf, your own self, that part of you inside of you that knows everything, because we all do. We're spiritual beings that live inside of a body, and that is where everything starts from. That's where we all really live, is inside that, we're that energy, that spiritual part of ourselves. So your inner knowledge elf, Ike, you learn how to be able to work with that and to do different things. So like Starseed, I broke that up into 4 1.5-hour play shops. And the first one is Meditation Basics. And really need to have that one first in order to be able to go on and take the other ones, because you need to learn how to meditate to be able to do the other ones. The other ones are The Forest, taking you into the forest of forgotten magic and simple knowledge. And that's where you meet Ike. And there are a few exercises that we do for that. Rainbow. Rainbow is using the rainbow colors, which are the chakra colors. And then energy healing is the last one for the star seeds, and that is teaching about different energy healings. Now, both star seed and star child, if you can, it's in May. They're May 19th, 26th, June 9th, and June. I'll also be holding those in October. But if you have a birthday from then and you end up being 8 years old, you're going to want to be able to take the Star Child in October instead. So it's best that you start off with the Star Seeds. I'm going to close out this session. We have a couple minutes left, this show here, and I'm going to read a couple of the poems that are from my Fun Signs activity book for children. It's got coloring, crossword, puzzles, dot to dot. There are rhymes, which I'm going to be reading a couple here. Okay, I've got opened up. Cancer, I think it's the smell of your warm apple pie that makes my toes tingle and makes me want to fly. Then jingle, jingle, jingle of my piggy bank, that sets my heart aglow with dreams of watching it overflow. A warm summer night and the moon so full and bright. I open the door and walk to the shore. I gather this, I gather that, knowing my box of odds and ends is already mighty fat. Overhead, a plane does fly. Then my mind goes back to the house and the smell of your warm apple pie. Cancers are very touchy-feely and love security stuff of the home, of the things that make them feel complete, of having stuff around them, and the home is important and all of those connections there. So we are just about done with this show here, and I want to thank you for joining us on this very first Meeting Like Live show for children of Saturday. And our next show is on Sunday at 6:30 p.m., and that is the School Time Smart Wand. So tune in 6:30 on Sunday, Eastern Standard Time, for that episode. That's just a 15-minute show, and I take you on a short guided meditation. Until then, my name is Marina Lieros Naples, and this is the Meeting Like series for children, Blog Talk Radio Show. Thank you for joining us today.